Welcome to 24/7 World Radio Podcast with Brother Eric John Phelps with you today on this February 8th, 2025. And it will be the second part of my previous broadcast concerning the destruction of the Superdome in New Orleans, formerly titled, titled Super Bowl 59. Rome's Possible Destruction of Caesar's Superdome, Part 2. I trust that you will enjoy this, and I have some other things to add concerning what I gave to you yesterday. Well, I want to first make a correction to yesterday's previous broadcast, and the first one is that this Super Bowl is the third Super Bowl in New Orleans after 9/11. 9/11 is their great benchmark event for beginning to justify the imposition of martial law here, and also for the kickoff of the 12th Crusade of Rome, Rome controlling the Pope's Holy Roman 14th American Empire and its military. And so 9/11 is the big kickoff date. And this is the third Super Bowl since 9/11 that's been in New Orleans. So that's my first correction or clarification from my previous broadcast. This is also the third consecutive Super Bowl for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I would like to add something that I just learned from Brother George Widger, and that's that the men in control of the Kansas City Chiefs, or pardon me, the one in control of the Kansas City Chiefs is the Hunt brothers. The Hunts control the Kansas City Chiefs. Now remember, Hunt was involved, I believe it was Bunker Hunt, was involved in the assassination cover-up of JFK. In 1963, Hunt at one time bought one quarter of the world's silver. Hunt is a Masonic family and a family of power in Texas and in the South. And so it would be natural that this family, if any family, would be controlling the Kansas City Chiefs. So the Hunts control the Chiefs, and there are certain Jews who control the Eagles. And they are as follows. We have a man named Stanley Weiss, who is the late father-in-law of the Eagles owner, Jeffrey Lurie. Stanley Weiss was a Jewish Freemason. He was educated at Georgetown University at the School of Foreign Service. This is strictly Jesuit. Edmund A. Walsh at Georgetown founded the School of Foreign Service, and the graduates out of there immediately get jobs in the State Department to do the bidding of the Jesuit order. So Stanley Weiss, this Jew working for the Jesuits, was the late father-in-law, or is the late father-in-law, of the Eagles owner, Jeffrey Lurie. Well, Jeffrey Lurie is also Jewish, and the general manager of the Eagles is Howard Rossman, another Jew. And Howard Rossman got his undergrad or his BS degree at Jesuit Fordham University. So here are three notorious Jews connected to the Jesuits, to be the Fordham or Georgetown. So the Jesuits are in total control of the Philadelphia Eagles. And I would imagine St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia is playing a part also. So just so you know, the Jesuit connection to the Philadelphia Eagles and the Jesuit connection through the Hunt family to controlling the Kansas City Chiefs. They control both teams. Now, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl in 2023 when they defeated the Eagles by 3 points. It was 38-35. In 2024, the Chiefs defeat the 49ers by 3 points, 25-22 in overtime. And in 2025, we have the Chiefs versus the Eagles again. This is a big playoff. And this is a very important game. So those are the last three Super Bowls that the Chiefs were in. And it's going to be the third consecutive Super Bowl for them and for their quarterback, the mulatto Patrick Mahomes, who is married to a white wife and announcing their second child is being expected. So this furthers the Pope's white power structure, forced race mixing, forced miscegenation on America for its weakening and ultimate destruction. And of course, if you talk about this, or you're going to be deemed a racist, but I just gave you facts. There is forced miscegenation everywhere. And it's a fact that miscegenated nations are not great nations. And they're ultimately defeated in war. As was Rome was miscegenated and it was defeated by the Goths. And there are many other examples. So they're continuing their desire and the destruction of North America, which was white, Protestant, Baptist, forced immigration or immigration of the Italian Roman Catholics, the Polish Roman Catholics, and then the Irish Catholics, and they would ultimately be used by the Jesuits to take over the major cities in the north primarily, and then later in the west, and then finally in the south, so that we have Catholic supremacy as far as political power is concerned. And then the forced miscegenation, race mixing on the whites of the country through various Supreme Court decisions, the Loving decision in 1968, 69. And so the continual miscegenation of the country, as personified by Patrick Mahomes, who's considered to be now the greatest quarterback in the NFL, and of course he's a mulatto. So that's glorifying mulattoism, miscegenation, which Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, was against when he was in the Nation of Islam, and there's a video up about that that's quite well said, quite well spoken, where this white devil in England, I believe, is giving an interview of him, and he's all for miscegenation. And Cassius Clay, or Muhammad Ali, is totally against it with the most natural, wonderful arguments that you ever want to hear, at least at that time. So, we're going to recap now. We have a mid-air crash on June 30th between an Apache Black Hawk helicopter and American Eagle commercial aircraft. I maintain that there's a lot of space out there in the air, and to have a head-on collision, it has to be coordinated. Now, whether everybody died in that crash, I don't know. But one thing is for sure, both of those vessels were totally destroyed. And the Black Hawk helicopter was destroyed representing the Chiefs. And the American Eagle was destroyed representing the Eagles. Which leads me to the conclusion that both teams will be destroyed on game day, which is tomorrow. Neither one of them will win. The game will not be finished if we are to take our clues literally. So both take off, both aircraft take off on January 30th. It's 11 days after Trump is inaugurated. So both planes take off, both aircraft take off on January 30th, 11 days after Trump is inaugurated. If you're going to count the day he's inaugurated, that would be 11 days. And then it's 9 days before the Super Bowl. So here again we have 9-11 with the takeoff of these two crafts that will be mutually destroyed representing the Chiefs and the Eagles in their game on February 9th, 2025. As covered previously, Trump is a type of McKinley, President McKinley, on which the whole hoopla was made after taking his name off the mount out in the West. And Mount McKinley is, I believe, the highest mountain on the West Coast. Indeed, Mount McKinley is the highest mountain in North America and is in Alaska. And it was another agitation to change the name to Denali by the leftist Australian government there, Alaskan government there. So it's just another agitation on the part of the leftist socialist communists to drive essentially the historic white people that are patriots into more anger. And hence Trump comes along and wants to resolve the problem, so we're going to change it back to Mount McKinley, which it should be. So McKinley was hated by the Jesuits. He erected high protective tariffs that would protect domestic manufacturers in America, just as Trump is doing, erecting high protective tariffs. Remember, protective tariffs protect your domestic manufacturers. So the Chinese slaves, when they make a pair of shoes for $2.50 a piece, come over here and can sell them at $5 or $10 and make a profit, but nobody here making shoes can manufacture a pair of shoes for $10. So therefore, to make those Chinese shoes competitive, we're going to put a tax on them of $40. So when the Americans sell their shoes for $50 a pair and the Chinese sell theirs for $50 a pair, there's competition. Because you cannot compete with slave-made goods. So we erect high protective tariffs. George Washington did that. He said we have to have protective tariffs to keep the British from destroying our domestic manufacturers. Andrew Jackson did the same thing. High protective tariffs to keep the British and others from destroying our domestic manufacturers. Because if you don't have domestic manufacturers, you can't declare war. You can't make war. So absolutely, Trump is right in restoring protective tariffs. He's right in restoring the title of that mountain, which I believe is a federal national park, to Mount McKinley. And McKinley was assassinated in his second term, as the pattern is for Trump to be assassinated in his second term, or so it seems. Both were Freemasons. Both were Scottish Rite Freemasons. Except McKinley was a true enemy of the Jesuit policies of no tariffs and other policies, where Trump is not an enemy of the Jesuits. He is a player playing the right, playing good cop. Okay? As covered yesterday, I tend to believe that when Donald J. Trump is sitting as a spectator at the Super Bowl, who will be the first sitting president to ever do so, that is portrayed in the movie Sum of All Fears, the president escapes, but there is a detonation. I think they're going to do something like that. They have to create an incident, a ritual, a bloodletting ritual that will unite all Americans, black and white, against a common enemy, which will be Iran. It's for the destruction of Shia Islam, or shall I say, the final solution to the Shia Islam question. That the Sunnis hate the Shia. The Sunnis do not allow the Shia to come to Mecca. They do not allow them to touch the Kaaba. They do not allow them to go to Medina. They do not allow them to go to Jerusalem, to the Muslim mosque, Alaska Mosque, and the Dome of the Rock. Shia are not allowed. They're hated by the Sunnis. And since the Sunnis are the friends of the Pope and the Shia are not, the leaders of the Sunnis are setting up their people. The leaders of the Shia are setting up their people to be destroyed. Okay. Part of that setup is to orchestrate and coordinate with the Pope's emergency war powers, military, government, and District of Catholics, District of Columbia, District of Communists, so that they can be blamed for what happens at Caesar's Superdome tomorrow. Another correction I wish to make is that there will be no atomic detonations at the Superdome. For, as I have taught in the past and have shown you, that in the northern area of the Tropic of Cancer, from the Tropic of Cancer to the equator, looking over the flat, the Earth is a plane where the Sun orbits over the top of it along with the Moon, because the Earth is not a globe. The book you want to read on this is Terra Firma by David Wardlow Scott, probably the best thing I've ever read. You have Eric Debye's work, Flat Earth Conspiracy, which has a lot of good pictures and a lot of good explanations, and he quotes other books. But when the Sun is moving, from the far circle of the Tropic of Capricorn over the flat Earth, as it's starting to wind up to the equator, that's winter here in North America. And when the Sun is in that position where it's far, far, extremely south, if you want to use the word south, and if you want to use the Arctic as north, but remember the Earth is a plane, when it's that extreme distance from the nations within the Tropic of Cancer, the Sun is not in the right harmonic relationship with the weapon to detonate in North America. So if they have atomic weapons there in New Orleans, they can't detonate, not this time of year. The book you want to read on this is titled Harmonic 33 by Bruce Cathie, C-A-T-H-I-E. He was a New Zealand pilot, military officer, and he also wrote another book titled Harmonic 495. Harmonic 495. And in those two books, you will see that there's no such thing as mutual assured destruction. There's no such thing as airborne nuclear war. That is all a ruse, a lie, a war tactic of the Jesuits to get you to give up your rights to a central power like the United Nations in order to avert an airborne nuclear war, which is sheer poppycock. It's all bogus. So, but if we were having the Super Bowl in September or June or July or August, they could detonate them, because the devices that have been detonated in North America were two that were detonated, one that was detonated on July 16th, 1945, in preparation for the detonations in Japan on August 6th and August 9th, and the most recent one in September 11th of 2001, all within the window of the harmonic of the Sun to be able to detonate the atomic device. But that window is not open February 9th. And so there's going to be no nuclear detonations. So that's another correction I needed to make. And therefore, if that's the case, the Superdome is to be destroyed by other means, if it's to be destroyed tomorrow. And during this time of the 4 years of the Biden criminal administration, Joe Biden, the Jesuit, sworn into office, or given his little prayer there before he becomes president by Leo J. O'Donovan, who's a Jesuit, former Jesuit of Georgetown, and a former Jesuit in Disney, board on 17-member board of Disney. So, since the Jesuits used Biden to bring in all these sleeper cells, probably lots of Muslims, because Muslims look like Mexicans. I know one guy that he works down at the border, worked for the border for several years. He said the ones coming across, none of them spoke Spanish. What are they speaking? Well, they're speaking Arabic and other nations, and other languages, but not Spanish. So you have many Arab Muslim sleeper cells here, Iranians and others, that are waiting for the order to go on the attack because they are soldiers. They're soldiers, and they've been brought in here under the Trojan horse of immigration, and they are invaders, and they're soldiers, and they're ready to roll, ready to carry out orders that will destroy whatever they're told to do. So I maintain that these sleeper cells probably have some weapons like stingers that are able to shoot down an aircraft. And I believe something will happen first in an aerial matter. There'll either be a blimp that will be over it, over the Superdome roof, and it will be shot and it will immediately ignite, as in the movies that I mentioned to you yesterday, which is Black Sunday. And then when that ignites, then the roof will catch on fire. And I believe, since they would have to use the lightest metal and the strongest metal they could find, I believe they would use magnesium. Magnesium or some other metal, something like that, that will be flammable. Okay. So when that happens, then the roof will catch on fire. And as the roof is on fire, then the switch will be pulled or flicked or whatever you want to say, and the bombs in place will shear the steel beams, and the whole roof will come crashing down on 70,000 people, very few of whom will escape. That's a scenario. And so, if they're going to do that with the Caesar's Superdome. And remember, it belongs to the Pope, because they wouldn't name it Caesar's if it didn't belong to the Pope. Now, there's another scenario here in addition to the Superdome. Now, the question is, are they just going to attempt this, or will they do something else? Remember, all attention now is on Caesar's Superdome. The military's there. I forget how many hundred dogs, bomb-sniffing dogs. They have all worthless. The explosives are already in the building. They've already been put there. And there's no bomb to sniff. The det cord is already in place, or the Comp C or whatever they're using, some high-tech explosive that's doesn't have an odor that the bombs or dogs are not going to detect, but it's already in place if they're going to blow the dome tomorrow. So, but is this all they're going to do? Well, knowing the Jesuit order, that it's a military operation and they're the masters of the art of war, having been waging war for the last nearly 500 years, since 1534, and then brought in the papacy by in 1540 by Pope Paul III. What do you think they're going to do? This could be a distraction. Maybe the Super Bowl is not going to be blown. I mean, they have given every evidence that they intend to do it. The crashing of the aircraft, the 9/11, after 92 years of military government to morph into martial law. I mean, they have every indication that they want to do this tomorrow at the Superdome. But maybe the real attack is to be at the Capitol. Now, there was a movie out years ago called Live Free or Die Hard by Bruce Willis, that brother Freemason, in 2007. And it depicts the Capitol building being destroyed by a cyber terrorist. It's someone who used to work for the military government. That's quite possible. Because there are many angry leftist socialist communists over the Trump selection that they would most assuredly be easily seduced into destroying the Capitol building. And remember, this is what happens in the series known as Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sutherland. The destruction of the Capitol building by a radical group and not necessarily Iran. So, they could be destroying the Capitol building tomorrow while the football game is playing. Now there was another movie released in 2013 titled White House Down. And it's a paramilitary takeover of the White House. And they could use Muslims for that. You got to put a whole bunch of them in government there. Got a lot of blacks in the Capitol Police there. But they could use Capitol Police, or they could use... They have a host of strings to play, a host of choices to draw from to capture or take down the White House while Trump would be in New Orleans. Maybe they'll blow the White House. I'm sure everything's in place for it. And the important thing is when they blow the White House, this makes it absolutely necessary to move the Capitol to Denver, which they've been planning on for 80 years. Remember, the Jesuits hate Washington. They hate the name Washington. They hate the name George Washington. He defeated them when he defeated their British monarch, King George III. And they poisoned him on his deathbed after the Masonic doctor, Dr. Craig, bled him three times, essentially bled him to death, almost. Or Washington's wife was begging Dr. Craig to stop bloodletting him, which he bloodlet him three times. They hated Washington. They hate the name of the city of Washington. The Jesuits love District of Columbia, but they hate Washington. And they also hate Philadelphia, because there it's at Philadelphia we get the greatest political document in world history that will embody a Protestant form of limited government called the Constitution of the United States of America that was written in 90 days in the great Protestant city of Philadelphia at the time. So they hate Philadelphia and they hate Washington. So therefore, in the movie Olympus Has Fallen in 2013, it portrays North Korean military airborne attack on the White House and its capture. Now, this is quite possible because the dictator of North Korea has sent troops over to Russia to fight the Ukrainians, and I guess they've been slaughtered for the most part. But that's okay with the president of Korea. He doesn't care. And so it's very possible that there will be an inside job with traitors inside the government working with North Korean military commanders and Air Force to capture the White House while Trump is in New Orleans. And so North Korea would be blamed for that. The detonation in New Orleans, if it happens at the Superdome, could be blamed on Iran. And remember, these are the three big enemies that Bush told us about back in his presidency, George W. What was it? Iran, North Korea, and one other country. I don't think he said China yet. Yes, it was known as the Axis of Evil, where George W. named Iran, Iraq, and North Korea as rogue states, and they were the Axis of Evil. Well, Iraq is pretty much now out of the question. and you have these two rogue states, North Korea and Iran. So to deal with these two rogue states, why we're going to blame what happens in New Orleans on Iran, and we'll blame what will happen at the capital on North Korea. Make sense? They've told us this in their movies. That's what they have told us, if we can take their word for it and what they have further warned in their movies about. So, but there's more. We have an explosion will destroy the Capitol building. As I mentioned, a designated survivor. It's got to be an inside job. And there was supposedly a group of white men that were radical rightists that did this. So I maintain that when the Capitol is blown up, it will most assuredly be an inside job of the intelligence community, CIA, NSA, and the 16 intelligence agencies all working together with the coordinator who coordinates all those 16 intelligence agencies. It's the National Director for Intelligence. Indeed, the Director of National Intelligence directs all the intelligence agencies, all the information dovetails to the Director of National Intelligence, and it appears that Tulsi Gabbard is going to be named as the Director of National Intelligence under this present Trump administration. The Director of National Intelligence is just as powerful, if not more, than the director of the NSA or the CIA or the DEA or the DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency. I mean, this individual is most assuredly Jesuit-controlled, working on behalf of the Jesuit Commander-in-Chief that will be able to coordinate everything through the various intelligence communities. So, I have given you the possibility that what's to happen in New Orleans is a ruse of war, it's a sidetrack, it's to get you to look the other way so they can sucker punch us with the destruction of the Capitol building, the destruction of the White House, and the destruction of one more edifice of national reputation, and that is the Statue of Liberty. That was shown in their movie of the Planet of the Apes in 1968 with the actor that was foremost in the Ten Commandments, Charlton Heston. And in that movie, they show the Statue of Liberty had fallen to the ground, telling us that that's coming down one of these days. Now, remember that the Statue of Liberty was refurbished in 1986 under the auspices of Knight of Malta and Kennedy assassin and cover-up artist, head of Chrysler, which was Lee Iacocca, that Knight of Malta. And I believe also the other one involved was a Freemason. But Lee Iacocca was the most important guy involved in the refurbishing of the Statue of Liberty, because that's when they laced it with explosives. The Statue of Liberty has been laced with explosives since 1986. The Caesars Superdome is laced with explosives with its $600 million refurbishing. And the White House is laced with explosives. And the Capitol building is laced with explosives. The Capitol now for 4 years is really not inhabited very much. And so it's a perfect cover to set all your detonations and all your devices to blow the place in a controlled demolition. Now that's what really may happen tomorrow, where everybody's looking the other way to the Superdome. Or they all may happen tomorrow. But I'm convinced something will be done tomorrow. If nothing happens, then I believe the risen Lord Jesus Christ, in answer to our prayers, has stopped it. Which all he has to do is say the word, and it will be stopped. Because all authority in heaven and earth is vested in him. Matthew 28:18. Now, as a result of these events, or merely the destruction of the Superdome that will destroy 70,000 people, burn them alive if the roof falls down on them, and they'll have no way of escaping, that the result of this will be the unification of the country against a common enemy. Blacks, whites, leftist writers, whatever you want to call them, they will be united against the enemy that is fingered to have done this or have proven to have done this. And I maintain that is to be Iran, which is the second country on the axis of evil hit list. Because it is Shia. Shia Islam, the heart of it is in Tehran. It's in Iran. And the Pope hates the Shia, hates Shia Islam, and so therefore I believe in retaliation for the destruction of the capital in Washington, or District of Columbia, which it really is now, the heart of the Commander-in-Chief's center city for his American empire. Once they destroy that center city, Tehran will be destroyed, because that will be payback for destroying District of Columbia. Payback. So war has to be declared in Iran. The Congress will not be sitting in Washington. It will be sitting in, or District of Columbia. It will be sitting in. The Emergency War Powers Military Government Congress will be sitting in Denver. Everything's been moved. They moved everything there over the last 4 years at least. Probably more over the last 20 or 30 years. The heart of the capital is Denver, Colorado Springs, where there's the Air Force Academy. Huge underground facilities, and they have their huge, weird airport there called the Denver Airport to facilitate the new capital location of the empire. And if Trump is not killed, he will most assuredly declare martial law granted to him out of Proclamation 2039-2040, as I teach in my class. That's one of his powers, to declare martial law and to garrison troops overseas. But it's going to be the transformation from Emergency War Powers Military Government from March 9th, 1933 to martial law starting on February 9th or 10th or whenever. Declare martial law right now. Because all these sleeper cells are going to be given the order to start robbing, raping, pillaging, and plundering. And so you men, you patriotic American men, need to have your guns ready to go with at least 1,000 rounds. So when these savages come to your community and start with their crimes, you can kill them like the dogs that they are. And I said dogs. And have no remorse whatsoever in killing them. They're here illegally. They've come here as soldiers. And they want to kill you and me. So stay armed up, locked and cocked, and ready to roll. Because the cops are not going to be able to do it. The military is not going to be even in place to do it. It's going to be you in place to do it. By the way, don't let any of the military or the government agencies take your guns from you. Anybody that wants to take your guns from you wants to kill you. And when they want to take your guns, they become the enemy. So all the cops need to know, if you come to take the guns, you're going to get shot. You're going to get killed. So don't you dare do that. You're there to protect my Second Amendment right, not to take it from me. Anyone who wants to take away your Second Amendment right is a criminal and hates you and wants to kill you. And that's the papacy, because the papacy does not believe in private gun ownership. That's why they took all the guns away from Mexicans. They don't have any handguns down there. They can't protect themselves from that criminal government there in Mexico City. It's like the Canadians. They took their guns. They can't protect themselves from that criminal government in Ottawa with that Jesuit criminal, son of Fidel Castro, Justin Castro Trudeau. I mean, they want your guns so they can take you to the camps. And they're going to use this horrible, terrible event of February the 9th as a justification to take your guns. Don't let them do it. And I'm getting a little ahead of myself here, but the remedy to all this is not draining the swamp. The remedy is your county declaring independence from District of Columbia, known as the United States of America, United States Corporation. That's the military government. You're declaring independence. And you're going to start with your county. You have plenty of natural resources, labor. White Americans and black Americans who truly want to be free and have their own cultures. We can racially separate into our counties. Or those who want to race mix, they can do that, but it's going to be a dead end. But either way, you got to get rid of, you got to be separate from District of Columbia, which is the Rome on the Potomac. Get the book, Washington and the Lap of Rome by Justin Fulton, written in 1888. And they called it Rome on the Potomac. At that time, it was overseen and controlled by the Archbishop of Baltimore, where there was a secret wire from Baltimore to the White House telling the President, Grover Cleveland, and others what to do. So, when this happens, when war is declared on Iran, blaming Iran for the Superdome collapse, and blaming North Korea for the attack on the White House and the Capitol, the Sunnis will unite with America. The Sunnis of Arabia, Saudi Arabia. Why do you think Trump was there talking to those leaders? Huh? Just to give a speech? They're talking privately what's going to unfold here shortly, where Trump and the Saudi Arabian leaders, all high masons working for the Pope, are going to orchestrate what they're going to do. Tell me, why do you think Biden, the Jesuit Biden, gave $85 billion worth of American military hardware to the Taliban in Afghanistan? Why do you think he did that? Why do you think the Jesuits told him to do that? Because the Jesuits also run the Taliban. And they are Sunnis. Because the Taliban and other Sunni Muslims will be armed to the teeth to go to war for the destruction of Shia Islam in Iran. The destruction of the second member of the Axis of Evil. Iraq has already been decimated. All the Shia mosques in Iraq, for the most part, have been destroyed. All the Christians, the true Bible-believing Christians in Iraq, have been totally destroyed. And now it's ripe for Sunni takeover, total Sunni takeover, as total Sunni takeover in Afghanistan. All facilitated by the Pope's Emergency War Powers Military Government in District of Columbia. You realize Saudi Arabia gives, I forget how much percent of money, 5%, 25% or whatever, in financing the national debt. That's all Saudi Arabia. They've united with these Sunni Muslim infidels who hate Bible-believing Christians and would just as soon kill us. Well, remember Hitler invited the Sunnis to Berlin in the person of Haji Amin al-Husseini, the uncle of Yasser Arafat. And Haji Amin al-Husseini was a thug of the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, spent 4 years in Berlin encouraging his Muslim troops and the Hanshar division of the SS to mass murder the Orthodox Serbs and the Jews. Don't you think for one second that Muslims cannot be brought over here and used for the mass murder of Bible-believing Christian people here under a military dictator? Might not be Trump, might be J.D. Vance, fanatical Catholic, converted to Catholicism by Thomas Aquinas. Thomas Aquinas was a wicked, sinful, evil papal theologian, justifying crusades. Maybe the Muslims, the Sunni Muslims, will aid the U.S. in the destruction of Iran in exchange for being brought over here for the destruction of all these heretic and liberal Roman Catholics and heretic Protestants and perfidious Jews and heretic Baptist Calvinists. Franco did that. Franco brought in 40,000 Muslim troopers, Sunni Muslim troopers, to kill thousands of Spaniards, most of whom were Protestants and Calvinistic and Baptists. You read The Days of Our Years by Pierre Van Passen. Read about Spain when they put those Protestants and their wives into the bull rings and ran them over with tanks. And the Muslim troopers would go to their churches and defecate on the Bibles and urinate on the Bibles and destroy their little churches and then gang rape the women. Got to get the rape in now. The Muslims love those white women. So we're going to gang rape them. That's what they're going to do to you white women here when they come here. Remember, the Muslims are half black. And the blacks, one thing they have on their mind, the vast majority of them, is white vagina. They love it. I've watched it for 50 years. And so that's what they're going to do when they get over here. That's what the savage Muslim, Sunni Muslim Turks did to the Armenian women, Armenian Christian women, in 1915 when they had their Armenian massacre. Killed 1.5 million Armenians and took the most beautiful women and put them in their harems and took turns raping them. That's Turkish benevolence, Turkish Muslim benevolence. And when the Turks get here, and they will be coming, it's not just going to be Arabs, it will be Turks. They're going to show you all about what true Islam is, white women. You're going to get a real education. So, these Sunni Muslims, these Taliban giving $85 billion in American weapons. I heard one of them say in a documentary I saw, this treasure that they gave us. They called it a treasure from the Americans. All their bases and their CIA bases that they got, the weight rooms and everything. To build this enemy to be used against Iran for the purposes of the Pope. And destroying Shia Islam. Well, I covered that. Oh, by the way, and Tehran will be destroyed. And we're told this would be happening in the movie with that Hollywood whore, Angelina Jolie, in the movie Salt. They were about on the verge of detonating Tehran, and they didn't do it. But they're going to do it when this war takes place, when this military government under the commander-in-chief declares war against Iran. They're going to destroy Tehran. And remember, Tehran was the home of 20,000 Jews. Iran didn't punish the Jews, didn't persecute the Jews for many years. But the Pope has to get as many Jews out of Iran as possible to go back to the revived Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem. So the poor Jews are going to be killed, the rich Jews will leave. Just like in America, the poor Jews will be killed here and the rich Jews will leave for Israel. Yeah. All right. Because the Jews are a target here now. When the new right comes to power, the Jews will be a target, all 7 million of them here in North America. All right. Talked about the Hunt family owns the Chiefs. So in conclusion, they may destroy the Caesar Superdome tomorrow and kill 70,000 people. They may blame it on Iran. We'll justify war against Iran, which the Pope has planned on for a long time. Or they may destroy the White House and the Capitol building tomorrow, necessitating the move of the Capitol to Denver, which they have been planning on for many years. They need an event to justify the move to Denver. Remember I told you, John Roy Carlson, the book Undercover, page 360. Go get it, read it for yourself. Or they might destroy the Statue of Liberty tomorrow, but the Statue of Liberty destruction, which is already laced with explosives, wouldn't be quite enough. That might be the coup de grace, the final blow. First, we'll destroy the Superdome, kill 70,000 people, and then we'll just bring down the Capitol building and the White House and the West Wing, necessitating the move of the Capitol to Denver. And then to top it off, for a little emotional effect, we'll get rid of the Statue of Liberty, Give me your tired, your poor, your wretched refuse, yearning to be free. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to be free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send me the homeless, templess, tossed to thee. I left my lamp beside the golden door, which a Jewish wrote. Now, there probably will be blame of certain notorious Jews, but it will not be all Jews in general. Not yet. But this martial law will ultimately turn against the Jews of America. And you got that devil worshiper, several of them, Stu Peters, blaming the Jews for everything. It shows how stupid he is, how completely illiterate in history he is, and a CIA intelligence asset that he is. Because remember, the CIA hates the Jews. Top leaders in the CIA hate the Jews. Top leaders in the NSA hate the Jews. Remember the book, The Secret War Against the Jews by John Loftus. In that book, he tells you that there is a room in NSA that the Jews are not allowed to go into. No American Jew is allowed. That room is called the Jew Room. Get the book, The Secret War Against the Jews by John Loftus. How all these nations were working together against the Jews, including their leadership. Benjamin Netanyahu, who facilitated the attack in Gaza, what, over a year ago? Because Netanyahu was given $30 million a month to Hamas through Qatar, along with other supporters of Iranian-backed Hamas. And when Iran goes down, there will be no more Hamas. And Gaza will be immediately in the hands of the post-revived Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem, as it's the land of Judah, and it should be. Because there is no such thing as Palestinians. That's just an agitation to keep the Jews and the Arabs agitated against each other till the final Pope of Rome, slain with a sword, risen from the dead, Revelation 13, 14, Revelation 17, 10, when he risen from the dead to be the beast, the Antichrist, for 3.5 years. But that final Pope of Rome will bring a temporary peace to Israel for 3.5 years with the covenant that he shall sign with many nations, according to Daniel 9, verse 27. And that will be a temporary peace for 1,260 days. Then he's killed. He comes back to life. Blames the Jews for his assassination attempt. Assassination, I should say. And then rules as he's Satan-possessed to rule the world for 42 months. The beast, the Antichrist, the man of sin, the man of lawlessness, the king of fierce countenance. He's all these things. And this is the one that Satan's endgame is all about. To make that possible, you have to end Western civilization and freedom of conscience, speech, and press. You have to end these kinds of broadcasts, which they're doing their darndest to bring about. So in conclusion, all four of these things may well be destroyed tomorrow. The Superdome, Capitol Building, President, the White House, and the Statue of Liberty. Or it may be a distraction for all of us, for the Superdome, when they're really going after the Capitol. And if I was a military man that had any patriotism, and I was an officer of rank, I would station in the Capitol my best men. As Cromwell surrounded himself with his 160 finest Ironside horseback cavalrymen. And I'd be looking for where this explosive had been laced. I'd be checking it out. I'd be finding out where it is and who did it. Same way in the White House. Check out everything in the White House. You guys got to do this. You got to do a complete and total sweep and search to find these weapons that are there. I mean, they already did it once in the White House, back in the Clinton administration. They can do it again. And so it's my prayer that none of this will happen. It's my prayer that their evil, wicked, sordid plans of occult blood guiltiness and murder will not come to pass, and that the Lord will stop it and that these innocent people will not be murdered. And that we stop being given over to these childish things with all these games and start to quit ourselves as men and start to deal with the realities of this world that's run by Satan through his papacy, and that we need to contend for political liberty. And those of us who know the Lord for the faith must deliver to the saints, living pure lives and have the power of the Spirit of God to bring this to pass. Remember, everything you see in this world is a result of three things. The Lord, in the person of the Son of God, created it. All things were made by him. Apart from him was not anything made that was made. Or the Lord permitted it to happen, like he permitted the fall of Lucifer. He permitted the fall of Adam. He didn't ordain it. He permitted it. He's not the author of evil. And then he would take evil and work it for good. Genesis 50:20. He meant it for evil, but God weaved it for good to save many souls alive this day. He takes evil that he permits and works it to fulfill his counsel. And then he answers the prayers of his elect in Christ, the effectual, fervent prayers of his elect, to either do something or not do something or whatever. And then the Lord answers those prayers while at the same time still fully able to fulfill his counsel. And this is where we come in now, that the Lord may use us and our prayers to stop this mass destruction that may well take place tomorrow. And therefore, those of you listening, to play it safe, do not go to the Super Bowl tomorrow. Do not go to the Capitol tomorrow. Do not go to New York tomorrow. The Statue of Liberty is, just stay away from those places, that you do not become a victim of Jesuit designs if they should be allowed to transpire. In conclusion, appreciate your prayers. 2 minutes a day, raising up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Send your gifts to RBT, P.O. Box 306, Newmanstown, Pennsylvania, 17073. Or you can send it to my Cash App at #Eric, E-R-I-C, John, J-O-N, Phelps, P-H-E-L-P-S. Or you can send it to rbpbdonate@comcast.net if you wish to use PayPal. But any gift would be greatly appreciated. And as I said, this may be my last broadcast. I don't know. Maybe they had enough of me. Maybe it's time to get rid of Brother Eric, if the Lord would permit it. And I'm ready. I've given you the information that you need to, that you will need to understand these unfolding events. This all of the papacy, the most powerful papal prince of the church in this country is Timothy Cardinal Dolan, the backer of Donald Trump. And may he be exposed as facilitating the building of the new right. And the Jesuits and their open support of the fanatical leftists were left. And may we declare our independence on a county level, because there ain't no cleaning up the swamp. Georgetown University is the heart and soul of the swamp in District of Columbia. And unless the Jesuits are formally expelled from the United States, that's not happening. So, till we meet again, Lord bless. Continue to read your Reformation English Bible, your AV 1611 Reformation English Bible in its present edition of 1769. And may the Lord bless you as you do his will according to his word, that wonderful book, the book that's the bedrock upon which this republic rests, in the words of the great President Andrew Jackson. So until next time, Maranatha, the Lord be with you.